So this girl, she was doing deadlifts in her garage. It's obviously late at night. And the neighbors came by and they basically told her, like, you got to stop. Noise complaint. You're banging these weights on the ground and you're causing disturbance, an earthquake in the entire neighborhood, they're saying. And she's doing it out of her garage in the middle of the night. And this is what she says in the post. I can't believe I caught this on camera. Follow me for more updates. And the neighbor is also a lawyer and is likely going to sue her if y'all want to join me for some coaching to help me fund the lawsuit. So she's basically using it as a sales tactic to you know, that she's will get sued. So give me money, even though there's no confirmation. Goes, just kidding. She had to backtrack that. Just kidding. Gary is an amazing neighbor and actually was just coming to cheer me on. So she had to backtrack that. And people in the comments like, no pads on the floor. Sky's looking dark. Garage door's open. I'm on the side of the neighbor. Whose side would you be on?
It's just so true. Like, neighbors can really make or break your experience in a neighborhood. Because having a neighbor like that, I know what you would already do.
If I had a neighbor that was
open garage, bang every night.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would lose your shit.
I'd be like, you kidding me? Like, it's...
You lost your shit on some couple salesmen who came to our door today.
Oh, if you're a solicitor, you're done in the neighborhood. You're
but
done.
That was that's completely, completely different.
Yeah,
but.
I mean, there's one thing, you know, there's discretion. If someone's having a party next door, it's okay. You know what I mean? You have it a party, whatever. You know, as long as it's not every freaking day. But then if you're just banging weights in the middle of the night with your garage door open, no pads on the floor, like neither to even cushion the fall, now you're just being an obnoxious neighbor.
With the door open, like everyone's going to hear that.
Door open.
And now everyone's going to comment, oh, well, you can't do that with the garage door closed because you'll be sweaty. But it's like, you're being so disruptively.
You're purposely trying to make an issue.
Well, obnoxious. You're just being very loud. You got to, you don't live by yourself on an acre.
Inconsiderate.
You got neighbors. You got to be considerate.
Exactly.
It reminds me of the other video we saw where you live in a townhouse where you have shared walls. Your dad was talking about this. He lives in a townhouse with shared walls, and one of his neighbors just like is throwing parties every day in his backyard and it's just very inconsiderate. And you live in a townhouse. Like, you should be considerate that you're sharing walls with people.
Yeah, you're literally sharing the building with somebody.
Be mindful you live in a townhouse. Even if you own it. Because your dad owns it and he's mindful.
Mm-hmm. Very mindful. You got to be mindful. Thank you guys for watching. Like and subscribe. Peace out.